The Board of Higher Education has approved the annual budget guidelines for the state's 11 public colleges and universities, including tuition increases. The 2017 legislature allowed the campuses to raise tuition to a cap of 4% for in-state students.
So in all cases, for all campuses, they are requesting a maximum tuition rate increase of 4%, which is the legislative cap.
Tammy Dolan is finance director for the North Dakota University System. She says given the reductions in general fund spending, it wasn't surprising that the campuses are asking for that. Dolan says the campuses will also be increasing undergraduate tuition by 4%, but she says the legislature did not cap tuition for certain graduate and specialty programs. And Dolan says UND and NDSU have proposed further tuition hikes there.
UND School of Law is asking for a maximum 9% tuition increase for their resident law school students. NDSU School of Pharmacy would have a 5% increase. And then UND for their basic graduate program and their medical lab science graduate program, they're asking for a 7% increase in those two areas.
Dolan says the same rates apply to non-residents, except NDSU wants a 7.5% increase for pharmacy students from Minnesota.
The reason the legislature gave us that flexibility is to allow us to adapt to our unique markets at the various institutions while still remaining competitive in order to attract students. And so these institutions have determined that these rates will help cover those costs while still allowing them to remain competitive.
Board of Higher Education Chairman Kathleen Nesset says these tuition proposals from the two research universities were well thought out.
You know, they were not across the board. You know, these were specific to programs, and I find that important. You know, what each program that we're talking about are so specialized, and the materials and the equipment that go into training these professionals for each one of these, such as pharmacy and medical and law school and such, you know, they're very, very different. And they were absolutely, evaluated based on their own needs and merits.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.